This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Although I've been a very vocal proponent of decentralization and cryptocurrency, I've also been a critic of some of the risks of Bitcoin and, you know, just warning people about be careful what you're stepping into, because Bitcoin is not a store of value, as you've been told by many people. And I've given reasons for that in the past, but I've got two new reasons today to share with you, reasons that I hadn't thought of before, but became obvious to me by reading some other blogs and such. I'm going to translate it for you here. So thank you for joining me. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. HealthRangerReport.com is my podcast site. All right, so the first risk should have been obvious, but I didn't think of this one. Whoever controls over 50% of the mining of the Bitcoin blockchain effectively controls the entire blockchain and can steal all the Bitcoins from everybody else. So if any one party were able to be more than 50% of the mining, then they get all the Bitcoins. Literally, they can steal all Bitcoins from everybody else instantly. And this is the why it's decentralized and why, you know, there are so many miners all over the world that have to have a consensus. There's kind of a consensus voting structure, in essence, in Bitcoin. And there are things called 51% attacks that tried to steal Bitcoin in the early days and actually successfully did in a few cases. But you might ask, well, Bitcoin's so big now and there's so many miners, who could control 50% or more of the mining? Well, I've got two answers for you. China or Russia? Russia is building out a massive Bitcoin mining infrastructure, according to reports, aiming for at least a 30% control over the blockchain. If they increase that to 50.00001%, let's say, then they own Bitcoin. They own all of it, because then they could, you know, cheat, in essence, and steal all the other Bitcoins, including your Bitcoins and my Bitcoins and everybody else. So that's something to watch for. If Bitcoin becomes super, super valuable, even more than it is right now, I think it's already $100 billion plus of you know, theoretical valuation. So that's something to keep in mind. If Bitcoin becomes incredibly valuable, even more so than it is now, it becomes worth it for a nation such as Russia to just build out the mining infrastructure and just steal all those coins. So that's well within the realm of mathematical possibility. Now, the second risk to Bitcoin that I hadn't thought of before, but now it's obvious, is, well, quantum computing. So to understand this, you got to understand that the blockchain and cryptocurrencies are named thusly because they use cryptography to protect the integrity of the transactions, basically. So there is cryptography. Now, all cryptography, or nearly all cryptography that's done in the computational space today, is based on the difficulty of factoring very large prime numbers. Factoring large prime numbers, I'm talking about numbers with potentially thousands of digits, let's say, is extremely difficult, and it takes an enormous amount of computational power, so much so that even a 512-bit encryption key is said to take more years to crack than the universe has been around, which I think is something like close to 15 billion years. But that's based on current computational technology. Now, 512-bit encryption is considered military-level encryption, whereas 256-bit encryption, such as AES, is more common, sort of consumer-level encryption. Well, quantum computing, which has made extraordinary leaps and bounds over the past decade through the NIST and military organizations, military funding of quantum computing, is able to factor prime numbers very rapidly, almost instantly, in fact. Quantum computers are almost magic. And anybody who understands quantum computing and tells you they understand it is lying to you, because nobody understands it. nobody understands how it works, but the best description I've been told is that if you have, let's say, a 16-qubit quantum computer, that the 16 bits take your problem and then they go off into 2 to the power of 16 dimensions. Let's see, 2 to the power of 16 is 65536. And so you have 65,536 dimensions in which the problems are being solved. And then the qubits return the solution to you in this dimension, you know, your world. And it happens almost instantly. I mean, that's how it's been described to me. I know that's not exactly what happens, but it's kind of a metaphor. In other words, if you could build, and by the way, they've built 16-qubit computers right now, and they do factor prime numbers, like 16-bit prime numbers, very rapidly, almost instantly. So that exists now. This isn't some future sci-fi thing. It's happening now. It's just that they haven't been able to build 256-bit quantum computers yet, or 512-bit, or really what they're called is qubits, Q-U-B-I-T-S, quantum bits. So the minute they can build a 256-qubit computer, they can crack instantly all 256-bit level encryption. And the minute they can build a 512-bit quantum computer, they can crack instantly all 512-bit encryption. In other words, no more secrets. Remember that movie with Dan Aykroyd was in it a few years back, and it was a movie about no more secrets and how someone had built a quantum computer, a device that could crack any encryption code. It was a fun movie. I think it was in the 80s or early 90s maybe. Anyway, this is now a reality, except they just don't have the qubits. In any case, the minute they get to a 512-bit or 1,024-qubit system, they can crack all that encryption. Well, Bitcoin encryption, I don't know exactly how many bits it uses. Somebody out there probably knows, but let's say it's 512. Well, let's say it's 1024. It's all going to be cracked soon. Very, very soon. Which means the whole idea of cryptocurrency will become obsolete, and the U.S. government, i.e. the NSA, will be able to hack and steal all the coins, effectively. It's a little more complicated than that, but if you can crack all of the encryption of cryptocurrency, you can steal all the coins in cryptocurrency through some other complexities that are not that difficult relative to the encryption problem. In other words, I know I'm kind of simplifying this a little bit, but the bottom line is that nation states, through the two things I mentioned here in this podcast, one is having over 50% of the mining, or two is building large qubit quantum computing systems that can crack the cryptography. I almost said crap the cryptography. That would hurt, but they can crack the cryptography. Through those two methods, nation states will be able to steal all bitcoins. It's only a matter of time. So this blows away what people have told us about Bitcoin, which is that it can't be cracked, it can't be traced, it's better than gold, it's going to last forever, it's going to replace the global money supply, governments can't control it, and so on and so forth, right? You've heard all these things. I've heard all these things. And early on, I believed all these things, but now that I've scrutinized it more, I've come to realize that Bitcoin can vanish instantly, you know, from a solar flare, for example, or if the internet goes down or the power grid goes down. Or all bitcoins can be stolen instantly by governments through the two methods I mentioned here. Or Bitcoin could be made obsolete because there's a better cryptocurrency that's announced tomorrow that's 10 times better than Bitcoin and that can't be cracked and so on. So my point in all of this is not to harp on the idea of cryptocurrency itself, because I've said on the record many times, it's a brilliant idea. The blockchain has many, many uses, especially in fraud prevention or identity validation and so on. And cryptocurrency is a brilliant invention. Whoever came up with it is an absolute genius, no question about it. And it has its uses, many uses in our society. And I love the idea of decentralizing currency and not having corrupt central banks run our world and corrupt societies and so on. I love all that. But guess what? Bitcoin is going to be overrun with technology. soon. It's going to be obsolete at some point. It's not going to last 50 years, probably. Maybe a lot less. Maybe five. Who knows? I don't know the timing on all these things. But gold will still be here 50 years from now. Gold will be here 500 years from now. Gold cannot be destroyed by hacking a computer system. You know what I mean? Gold doesn't vanish when there's a solar flare. Gold doesn't disappear when they build a quantum computing system at the NSA. So these are some things to think about. If you're putting your money into something, you need to understand the risks. And too many people have approached Bitcoin as if it has no risk, but it has tremendous risks of a total loss, by the way. And that is why I have been sounding the alarm over irrational exuberance involving Bitcoin. I'm fine with people playing around with Bitcoin and using it transactionally and so on. My online store has accepted Bitcoin in the past and may again in the future. But when I see people mortgaging their homes and borrowing money to invest in Bitcoin because they think it's a speculative, perpetual money machine that's always going to make them money and they can't lose, yeah, that's when I know the bubble is on, you know, and people are going to get hurt. And I don't want people to get hurt. And that's why I'm sharing all of this. It's as simple as that. So thanks for listening. Be safe. You can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or check out my website, bitcoincrash.news or newstarget.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.